Say something first because you were away, so do your thing that you do because you were away, so you probably want to introduce the show. I don't want to talk over you, so I'm not going to say something before you go because you were away, so you do your thing.
It's still on me.
All right. Go ahead, do your thing.
Hey, Aaron Berg's here, everybody.
Yeah.
What are you doing, buddy?
I'm dealing with the Canadian comedy scene, which everybody cares about. Just for Laughs took over a radio station.
A lot of people do.
Nobody gives a shit about Canada. Here's my problem with Canadian comics, and I love a lot of them.
Aren't you one of them?
I live in America. I identify as an American, and I am also trans and black. So I would appreciate you using careful lingo around it. Not even the word lingo, because it reminds me too much of the word Django. So just, yeah, use the proper verbiage when you address me, because I'm trans, black, Indian. Howie Mandel and JFL bought Canada Laughs, which would only play Canadian comics. And so Canadian comics would make a lot of money off this. I'd make good money. I mean, it's got me with a $250 gas barbecue that I bought for $200 at Home Depot. So I ain't complaining.
Sure.
I don't know if you saw those pictures yesterday on Twitter or not, but I put a barbecue together. And I look at it, I go, oh, that's going to be half an hour. Guess how long? 2 hours, 34 minutes.
To put together a barbecue?
Put together a barbecue.
Is it like one of those stand-up barbecues with a propane tank?
No, it's a lay-on-the-ground barbecue.
Really?
You heard of these? Yeah, where you just roll in the flames and put beef on your ribs. Yeah, it's a stand-up barbecue. There's no other...
I've seen the ones you put on the ground that you just use, like, for cookouts and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't follow your...
You and your buddies outside the soup kitchen church over on 28th?
No, over on 104th. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop by when I need some mangoes sliced up in a Ziploc bag, or I need a friend stabbed for a pack of Cools.
Get a haircut with a line in your head.
So these guys, they're in trouble. They're losing a lot of money. I'm losing some money, too. But as you know, I have other streams of revenue. I take stuff out of the fridge here and sell it.
You have that Letgo account that you're really moving some product on?
Yeah. And then I didn't even know that it was called Letgo. So the Canadian comics are all like, we need to do something. Now, here, there's the barbecue I built, by the way.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people don't like
way
this.
Off the ground.
A lot of people are not fans of gas. Robert, you cook with gas or charcoal? He does gas.
Yeah.
Charcoal, I love the taste of charcoal, but I ain't got all time to fiddle diddle.
You eat the charcoal?
No. What you do is you cook with the charcoal.
You literally a bag, you have a briquette, and you're just chewing while you're waiting for the gas.
I do that, and then I rub it on my face, and I go, howdy do. And then I run up and down the street. So Canadian comics are upset.
The flavor of charcoal. Buddy.
Yes. Here is my stance on the Just for Laughs thing. Business is business. You can't stop a huge conglomerate from coming in and buying it up. And I get it. You're out of money. But I live in America. It's a capitalist system. It's not a socialist system. No. Nobody owes me anything.
You see Bernie Sanders yesterday with his speech?
No.
You see his town hall thing? Oh, I saw it.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, he's like, fielding questions, every person's like some young black kid or some fat white chick. It was great. It was great. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have
I'll tell you why. Because he has the chicken restaurants. No. So it makes sense that these women were fat.
He wasn't even wearing his outfit. Ever. He didn't have the little black tie.
No, you don't have to wear it everywhere. It's like a costume.
I thought it was his look. That was his deal, like the red tie Trump.
He doesn't wear it everywhere.
He's got the black tie Trump as the red tie.
No, he has the mustache and the goatee. That's enough to know it's Bernie Sanders.
Every single person was asking, no matter what he said, people clapped.
Yeah.
It's fucking, because I was hanging out with my cousin yesterday in Utah, and he watches all those news shows that you guys watch. I can't, it's galling. Like, I was watching within the day after, you know, like
9/11.
I had one of the 9/11 cigars. The day after they say Smollett paid the guys with a check.
Yeah.
He paid them with a check.
Yeah.
And then they're like, then they go, look in the memo line. It was for like some fitness regimen.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he wrote in the memo line, faking a hate crime? They're not that stupid, these people, are they?
What do you mean? People that use checks still?
And like, you need a diet regimen when you subsist on plantains and banana leaves?
Is that what he eats?
That's what he eats.
Wow. Oh, because he's on Empire.
No.
It's catered by a vegan company.
I don't think it's a coincidence that someone, a name like Smollett that rhymes with Willett. Oh, I'm a victim too. All right, so go on with your story.
It doesn't rhyme, first of all. Smollett and Willett don't rhyme.
If you were to do a rap
show, the last couple letters are the same. It doesn't rhyme.
Figs in here
to... look out. I'm Jussie Smollett. I made up stuff. I'm Kate Willett. It's not,
I thought
it's
it
a different thing.
Does that rhyme, Garrett?
No, it doesn't.
No.
So you're saying false victimhood is not a good thing.
That's all the big thing now. But I want to get back to this thing you're just, so you're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Just for laughs. Yeah. So it's very, they have a very socialist thing.
Socialism.
So Canadian Comics reached out to me and they would like me to make a statement taking their back. And part of me is like, okay, I'd like to make that money. But the other part of me is now a lot of these people, when I did White Guys Matter, were quick to jump on and attack the show and call
for
the show to be canceled and say that Aaron Berg is a racist and now they want my help.
Of course.
So do I circle the wagons for comedians that I came up with, or do I say I accept that this is a business? I may have to work with some Just for Laughs executives in the future, you know, for when In Hot Water goes to Netflix, which we've discussed.
Are you talking to me? Is there someone behind me you're lying to?
We will not go to Netflix. It's okay. Keith just woke up angry and waved his gun around and shot at his Vimeo. That's it. I don't know. My public statement is going to be, I think the best course of action is that if they want to file a class action lawsuit, that would be, I'll sue everybody.
Sue everybody.
Yeah, punitive damages. And that's it. Robert's here. He helped me deal with my car crash. Everything's fine. The car's fixed now. I've been sued. Apparently, there was a small boy in the car that was killed.
What?
I found out afterwards.
You can't keep Asians in the trunk.
Yeah, no one knew that there was four of them back there. Luckily, only one died. The other three were safe because they had each other's penises in their mouths.
So you put them in a container?
Well, they were human centipeding in the back of the guy's thing.
Why didn't you do that? See, if Gabby were here, she'd walk out.
Gabby was great yesterday. I want to say this. Without you, I was worried that the show wouldn't be that great. Killer.
I watched the entire show. I enjoyed
the show. It's just because Gabby was here and Bartnick was here. Figs did a wonderful job.
Yeah,
Figs You're very hard to replace. You're very quick and... that's it. I think I celebrated 5 years sober the other day, as you know. I celebrated by doing cocaine.
Then you're not sober. No. Hey, thoughts and prayers, Artie. Thoughts and prayers.
Cocaine is not what I have a problem with. I had a problem with alcohol.
Right. So you can do cocaine.
I do cocaine, and then I did some weed to come down, and then I took some prescription pills that I don't have prescribed to me, and then I experimented with needles.
People, did you start hearing people running through your house at
that
point?
That's my wife. That is my wife right there. She thought we had a home invasion the other night.
She wants to buy a gun?
Yeah, I'd like to buy a gun. I was going to ask Robert about it. I know it's difficult in Queens in the five boroughs, but I have a very clean record, so I could probably get it.
Is it harder to buy a gun if you live in Queens?
Well, it's hard in New York. I mean, yeah, not Long Island is easier, I guess, than the other boroughs. Yeah, Jersey's easier. Yeah, it's a whole process. You got to prove that you're an upstanding person. You can't say the N-word in the meeting.
You ever see The Simpsons when Homer goes to buy a gun and they go, there's a 3-day waiting period. He's like, but I'm mad right now.
Oh, is the show called?
The Simpsons.
You heard of this, Robert?
It's not big in Canada.
Ah, Harry Kondabalu wanted to get it canceled because the Indian guy reminded him of uncle who used to fuck.
Did they get rid of Apu now?
I don't know, but I saw Harry Kondabalu the other day tweet something where he was tweeting about Jussie Smollett, and he said, a different person.
It just rhymes.
And he goes,
it sounds exactly
doesn't rhyme at all. He goes, about Jussie, he goes, this is why we believed it, because hate crimes like this do happen. And I was like, no one believed it except you and your stinky Indian ass.
Yeah.
Why don't you go wipe your ass with the same hand you eat with?
Is this what you said?
That's what I thought. They're not a clean people. They do this, and then they go like this.
I can't. How do you watch? So we put on CNN, and your boy Don Lemon. I got to talk to the legit news guy about Don Lemon. It's basically everything the guy said was a lie.
Yeah.
It was proven a lie. He showed up an hour later with the noose still around his neck. Like, could you imagine? Like, if a guy tried to choke you, wouldn't you rip it? All this, and this is what Don Lemon says. He's like, you know, I feel bad for the victims of actual hate crimes. No. call out your guy for being a piece of... And the city of Chicago should be allowed, I'd say rape him in the ass, but these queers love that.
We're going raping in Chicago this weekend. I booked my flight. First class rape section.
Not a thing.
First class, baby. I talked to Jim at North Bar. He goes, when are you guys getting in? I go, first rape scheduled for Friday, 4:30 p.m. I get in at 3. I'm going to be fucking balls deep in a high-end hooker's hand by fucking 4:30. Hand jobs and ass play. That's all I'm doing. That's not cheating. But I'm fucking, I don't care if we're staying at your friend's place. You better fucking break out some plastic because I'm going to be coming all over that place.
We were filming a Dexter episode here.
Yeah. I tried to grab my wife's asshole last night and she said no. I was like, you're off the fucking menu, sweetie. It's nothing but escorts this weekend. And I found out this great thing. You can lie to your wife. I had no idea.
Wait, can you lie to your wife?
Yes, because I was like, I never lie. I like to tell the truth all the time to the point where my therapist is like, look, maybe you don't need to tell the truth so much because you're too honest.
For example.
If I'll be like, ugh, you got moles on your back, wife. He'll be like, why did you tell her that? And I was like, because I was being honest. And he's like, you don't have to tell her that. That's just hurtful.
It felt good to be honest, though, didn't it?
It always feels, but it feels good to be angry, too. I pushed a woman down the escalator today at Penn because she goes, really? And I go, oh, after you. And then she pretended she wasn't talking to me. She goes, that's all she eats. She's on her headphones. So then I grabbed her by the back of the thing and pulled her down, and then I went ahead. So she only fell down like 12-30 escalator steps.
12 or 30, there's a difference.
So I didn't really do that. But I wanted to toss her down the stairs. And where was I going with this? So I learned you can lie.
Because
my wife, remember I said she got a parking ticket like 2 months ago? And I go, well, you got to pay this. She's like, I don't remember getting it. You got it. I go, no, you got it.
Tell me she said that.
So she goes, I paid it. Then yesterday I'm standing outside making the barbecue, and then the mailman comes, and I go, the fuck is this? And it's from NYC.
Is it a yellow letter?
I open it, and it's not paid. And I walk inside, and I put it down, and I go, today! And I walked out. Didn't say anything else. She tried to kind of stammer. I was already on my way out the door. And then I was like, this is great. You can just lie, because she can do it. So... she's babysitting another kid. Her friend's in town, so I got my kid there, much cuter. And then this other kid looks like it's got fucking psoriasis. I don't know what the fuck it's doing in the house. You kid, but it's like, come on, what the fuck is up with your nose?
Right.
The mom's half Asian. I don't know. Maybe she tried to eat it. So I'm like, I could probably... So at 7 o'clock, I realized, oh, I haven't been to the gym all day because I've been doing all this shit. And I go, we need milk, right? And she goes, yeah. I'll go, be right back. And I said, go out and have an hour-long workout. And she's texting like, where the hell are you? You ran out to get milk. I go, really bad traffic. It's so bad. I can't believe it.
Are you giggling while you're texting this?
And then I got home and I go, here's the milk and some watermelon. And I go, traffic was awful. And I was like, you can just lie all the time.
It's not a good trend you're starting.
Why?
Because it's. I believe it was the Buddha. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was the Buddha that said, first we dip our toe in the river of iniquity, then we put our foot in it, then we're bathing in it until we drowned.
These are lies, not water.
It's just, is that correct? Is that correct, Garrett?
This is the way to do it.
And then what?
You could do whatever you want and then just lie.
A year.
Watch. Hey, ask me why I'm out so late and I have lipstick on my neck.
Honey, why are you out so late? And is that lipstick on your neck?
Yeah, it was like a car crash that happened. But
try not
luckily,
to laugh when you're saying it.
There was a car crash on the LIE.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Totally weird story. I'm fine. Okay. I got out and it turns out. The girl that was in the crash.
Why do you make these weird swallowing half a lie thing when you're telling the story? Like you're about to say one thing, you're like, oh, that's not good. And then something else comes out the other side. Why is that?
I don't know. It must be.
So you get out of the car.
Shaken up from the car crash.
I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Honestly, go on.
So I got out because I just saw it and I witnessed it. And I was like, oh, I should do the right thing and tell people I witnessed it. I got out and it turns out one of the women in the crash was...
Oh my God, you're so shaken up, honey.
I know, it's bad. But it was my was my ex, Melissa, that I talked about, and I told you I'd talked to her on Facebook for a while, so I bumped into her and she was so happy.
She was in the same car accident you were.
I wasn't in the accident. I saw the accident. Oh, okay. And I pulled over to be a witness. So that's why I'm so late, is I had to wait for the police to show up. You remember the accident I had like a month ago. It took the cops like 3 hours to get there.
Oh, yeah.
This was the same thing.
Oh, so you're saying that's Melissa's DNA and lipstick on you.
Yes, she kissed me. She was so excited. I have Facebook on down, but I have
right.
I have a message.
And it seems like there was a used condom hanging out of the car that stuck to your shoe.
No, I didn't use a condom.
What?
Huh? Hey!
Hey, why I oughta. Aaron Berg, everyone. God, I miss that hilarious little Jew. Hey! Hey! Well, it's good to be back. Thank you. I slept on the plane, but I got one of the seats that didn't recline. I mean, it was broken. I'm all excited to sleep on a plane. I could sleep anywhere. I slept on the subway and missed my stop. I fucking woke up at 59th like a goddamn hobo. Had to walk the other way. And I'm telling you, and by the way, I'm growing up. I'm getting a TV this week, and I'm going to just sit there and watch, flip back between CNN and Fox and go, yeah, fuck, yeah, fuck. They lie. They lie, and I'll tell you something else that I learned. And here's my hey, John. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
And
right
I'll tell
now,
you something.
Man.
5 days in fucking Utah, and my voice is fucking fine. You people are sucking the life out of me. This is why they're
sorry,
doing.
What's wrong? Who'd you do sex with?
I did not do sex.
Now what's
me?
Going on?
Oh
with
my
this?
God!
You
me in the hotel room.
Last week.
Good Lord, I feel bad for that maid. She's just gonna lift up the fucking towels like a fucking paper mache fucking, you know, map of the Gobi Desert. What was the question, Aaron? I'm sorry, sir.
You were supposed to do sex last week.
Oh, that I kind of got cock blocked by. It's not important. It's not important because it'll all be taken care of this week. Actually, I might have dinner with the ex tomorrow. All right, now. One more political thing that I learned, and then we'll go, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. I really am. You know why they're bashing Trump so much right now? Because they know they can't win the 2020 election, so they're trying to undo the 2016 election, right? They think they have a better chance of getting him impeached, and you don't, than they have of stopping him from getting elected. Is that correct? Anyone want to weigh in on that? No? Or should we just get to the story about how, you know, something that'll make why does Gabby stare at a burn victim for 20 minutes, then my handsome little face pops up on Skype and she leaves?
Trump is in Nam, man. He's going to kill Charlie today.
Why do you still have lipstick on your neck?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. I like this shirt, by the way. Matt Miller sent this in. This is the In Hot Water Live in Cleveland.
I got
shirt.
Mine. Fucking great.
Hello, Cleveland. Remember that movie?
No. Yeah. I mean, I remember that phrase in a lot of movies, but...
Yeah. It was awesome. You ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah, a couple times. I used to go with Norton.
I've never been there.
Fantastic. Can I tell you...
I didn't know that you were on the Honeymooners. What was that show like?
Three separate times yesterday, I heard legit news guy in my head say, howdy do, and started laughing in the middle of nowhere. How do you do?
I like it here in the studio. Yesterday, I had a whole sleeve of mint cookies that Angela brought in, and then my wife was supposed to pick me up on the street, and she was so late because she's like, traffic's bad, which is how I knew to use that line.
Yeah,
later.
Oh, sure.
And then I had to come back and poo out the whole sleeve of cookies.
God, pushy poo had a field day with those.
They felt like mint on the way out. And
Chrissy mint.
Yeah. Chrissy Mayer told us to put some cookies aside for her. I think we forgot.
Oh wait, Angela brought cookies?
Yeah, the s'mores ones were the best.
Our girl Angela, who we will be working with on March 22nd when we bring In Hot Water Live to Vineland, New Jersey.
Well, we go to Vineland for the Gino Bisconti Memorial for your aunt. She
yeah,
the
benefit goes for my aunt. She died of cancer.
It's still funny.
She was a dancer?
No, cancer. She had breast cancer.
I thought you said dancer.
By the end, she couldn't even, she just sat there in the chair. She couldn't even get up.
Why? What disease was it?
Cancer.
Butts are hurt.
I love it. I love when you do a show and you do a joke about cancer and someone gets mad and you just want to yell, oh, you're the one? You're the person who knew someone who died of cancer? Get the fuck out.
Gino, I got a big story. We got to get on some stories.
You're
it's
in
like
a car
920.
Accident.
You can't
oh,
just
no,
fart around
one.
All day. Pick up the pace. Yesterday was a great show. You're fucking on Mormon time over here.
I'm loving this one
you
already.
You and your fucking nine wives that are lampshades.
That was to make more light for the video.
Remember when you did fuck on a lampshade and pretend it was a person?
Yes, I do. Yeah. What do you got?
I got a big story.
Okay. I might cut my
it's
hair.
It's about politics. You cover politics?
Politics, 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 history of the world. What do you got?
Breaking news. Breaking news. Horse-faced black lady says president did sex on her with his mouth, tried to kiss her, grabbed her hand, tries to get a Me Too out of nothing when she really belongs on The Cosby Show.
I have something slightly similar. Former campaign staffer alleged...
Oh, you can't say that anymore.
Former campaign staffer. Staffer, I said, alleges in lawsuit Trump kissed her without her consent.
That rhymes with Willet.
It does not.
You don't understand what rhymes even are.
Smollett, Willet. You can. Let me tell you.
It's only different thing.
Kenny Rogers made bottle rhyme with swallow.
Look at this.
You can
I
make
went
Smollett.
Last night.
What?
I went up to your house last night because you weren't home.
I was not.
And they had a fundraiser downstairs called Wigs for Nigs.
Now, can we do that? Can we do that?
I didn't know what it was. I took a wig in.
Right.
And now my apartment's clean.
That's very nice.
Yes, I've got a fella that won't leave.
Mm.
Apparently, I purchased a butler for a wig.
10 years of Wigs for Nigs, I think, is the movie.
Yes, well, and a nice guy. And the wig I took in was purple. The woman wore it right out.
Yeah.
She was very excited. She says, this looks fantastic.
You got to come by during the holidays. They do eggnog for nignogs. It's pretty good.
I'd like to go to that as well. You just take some eggnog, I get another employee.
It's fantastic. But the secret ingredient they use is plantains.
It's like a larger banana.
I don't know. I think we just all needed a moment of silence to kill the bit. These two are like, okay, we'll laugh.
What about
polite of you.
What about wigs for pigs? You're taking a wig, you get a pig.
Yeah, that rhymes with Willet. What?
No, totally different thing. What about wills for pills? You bring us in your family's will,
right.
Last will and testament. I'll give you two Advil.
I thought you would say, we'll give you pills that will make you delirious. You'll pass out and then you'll change the will. You'll have an executor there.
But
not an executor.
That seems wrong. You know what Buddha said? If first you put your foot in the toe there with the water, then you'll have problems
breathing.
You didn't
say that. You didn't say that. If you
Buddha.
If you dip your toe in the river of iniquity, soon your foot will be...
Boring! Let's get to the president's story. This horse-faced monkey shine says that the president wanted to do sex
not
on
me it. Return Congo, Mark. A former campaign staffer accuses Trump of an unwanted kiss. Now she's taking him to court. In a new lawsuit, Alva Johnson alleges that Donald Trump...
Oh, I love that lotion. On a cut or something, I put some Alva.
Aloe vera. I see what you did there. Thanks for leading me. All Alva right. Johnson alleges that Trump kissed her against her will in 2016.
I read two stories. One said that he kissed her. The other said he attempted to kiss her. So clarify that.
Well, he definitely kissed her. He attempted to kiss her on the lips.
Oh, but he kissed her on the cheek?
Well, she did the old turn, she alleges. But here's...
So the turn is when you move away from the old man's lips so that you don't have to have his lips kiss yours.
Yeah. Why would you say the old man? It'd be a woman in your case, I would think. Thank
sure.
God you're straight.
Oh, yeah, a woman. Chuckle, chuckle.
In her interview and in the lawsuit, Alva Johnson said Trump grabbed her hand.
Wait a minute. What health plan is she selling in this photograph?
I don't see a picture.
Let me get her to Skype in.
Oh,
why don't you talk straight to the horse's mouth?
You can't say that.
How's the expression go?
Well, you can, but if she looks like a horse, you shouldn't say it.
Looks a little bit like a horse.
Right. Someone's like she's going to have to pony up the dough to a lawyer if she sues him.
Welcome to Steven Crowder's Oscar party.
Did you see that, the motherfucker?
I don't know what the idea was behind it. Maybe these guys did the graphics for it.
The graphics?
Graphics, I said.
Okay.
Not giraffics.
I watched Giraffe.
Giraffics is a workout program done by giraffes.
This is why you can't have a TV.
It's
I watch
like aerobics.
8 hours of TV.
But giraffics, it's mostly neck.
Can we make fun of Mark for drinking a Modelo and a green tea?
Sure, we can make fun of Mark for being retarded, too.
Now let's just do the Modelo and the green tea.
I saw him last night at the Frantic show. He was there when I was killing.
Why'd you say you ate a nothing burger the other day? You are very hard on the, like, people are like, he really is hard. You're harder on yourself than anyone. Why are you like that?
What do you mean?
Nothing. I think Aaron Burr.
Well, I was on stage before Bill Burr, and I wasn't that happy with my set. And then Bill Burr went up and did a whole bunch of brand new stuff that was brilliant, and he was struggling with it, too. So then I felt like it was my fault that he wasn't doing well. But in reality, I just buried him. I didn't. Right. I was struggling. So I love Bill Burr. He's brilliant. You ever seen him?
What's that?
You ever seen him? He does an art form called stand-up comedy.
Never heard of him.
It's wonderful.
Very good friends with Bill.
Moving along!
Interstatement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders dismissed Johnson's allegations as absurd on its face. Ugh, there's Mike Figs all over my Skype button, people. Ah! Ah! God, you would think she'd be playing tennis somewhere right now. Two Trump supporters.
Hello, Gina.
Hello, Miss Alva Johnson. Thank you. Nice to have you calling in.
My name sounds like a lotion and what I use to jack it off.
Well, Miss Cocoa Butter Johnson, it
Aloe
is.
Aloe Vera Johnson. That's what they call me around the R&Ts, the rub and tugs. The president tried to kiss me.
Now, here's the interesting thing about this story that my good friend Aaron...
This would not have happened in Obama's era because he is Muslim and married to a tranny.
No, sometimes when Aaron Berg is mad at me, he'll send me stories that are 5 fucking pages.
You got a 5-page story?
And Daddy will cut through because he's a PRO.
Well, Aaron reads all of them. All
Aaron
of the headlines.
Reads the first fucking blurb, sends it out, and half. You know how many times I'm doing a story, and half the time you see Berg like spin a place like, oh, I thought it was something completely different. And then he's like, well, I'll just Skype in. Here's what went on with you, Al. You accused the president of kissing you on the lips recently, but as recently as last year, you said in a statement, oh, I hate these fucking long ones.
You want me to try and read it, child?
You said he is a more, now I found it already. He's more incredible in person than I think you would even think as you see him on TV. Way to not be redundant.
I told my boyfriend and family what happened that day.
She told the Alabama based program.
If you stick your toe in the pussy of the water.
I should have never brought it up. I'm sorry. Sorry trying to infuse some fucking culture in you people.
At the time of the alleged incident, I was working as director of outreach and coalitions.
Now you're just reading what I'm reading.
For the Trump campaign during the Alabama primary, according to my website.
I could be on a mountain right now. I don't give a fuck.
I described the job on the site.
What? No, no. Why would you say I just... You would just describe it. Okay.
Anyway, the president bad.
No, let me finish.
Did you ever meet the president?
Are you pregnant? You're pregnant?
No, the president.
Yeah, how many... How long, when do you do?
4 fingers.
Is it?
I'm a little punch drunk.
Do you find it disingenuous that you said that on May?
Look how open my mouth is. Oh.
Just scatting and beep. Do you find it interesting? I find it interesting that is recently.
Show me that smile again.
As recently as May of 2017, you had those gushing words about the president.
What did I say?
He's more incredible in person than I think you would even think as you see him on TV. He's just the nicest guy. He treats everyone as though they are a part of his family. But then, when you were turned down from a job as second in commander at the U.S. Embassy in Lisbon, you said, I will some point.
I will have a candy, thank you.
When you did not get that gig.
Where's the bonbon you promised?
When you did not get that gig, Alva Vera Lowe Johnson, suddenly you come up with this story about him trying to kiss you on the lips, and the only people that verify it are your immediate family. Two people that are witnesses, Trump supporters, say that did not happen. They were looking right at it.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
I just finished voting for Black Klansman for Best Picture.
Spike are you going to do the right thing in the next election?
He would get angry.
Right.
If he didn't win. Then I told the president... I've been on the road for you since March, away from my family, I told him, according to the lawsuit.
Right.
You're doing an awesome job. Go in there and kick ass.
You don't have to keep saying according to the lawsuit as though you're reading a newspaper article.
Okay.
Because you were in the lawsuit.
Told the Post that Trump grabbed my hands.
Why are you talking to me now? Why are you telling me that you told the Post as if you're reading from an article by the Washington Post?
This is from heavy.com.
Okay, go on. That seems like
and then my thoughts went to, oh my God, I think he's going to kiss me, I recalled to the Post. I got sopping wet in my vaginal area.
Right, right, right.
And I thought, he's coming straight for my lips. So I turned my head to try to blow him.
Now
he kissed me right on the corner of my mouth, still holding my hand the entire time.
How
then
much
he walks on out.
How much of an angle do you have to turn your head to so he doesn't get any part of your lips?
All the way around like an exorcist.
360, so 180 at least, and then you just keep going?
At least 180.
Well, you ever see owls? Owls can do that, you know.
Owls do a lot of the devil's work.
They do.
You ever eaten owl?
I have. My friend likes it very rare. He eats it undercooked. It's not healthy. Oh, my God,
I once touched one of Trump's inaugural balls. I read that wrong.
Would you like, what do you mean read it? You're just talking from the heart, aren't you?
That's right.
Did you
I don't think that the president should be allowed to be a good person.
Do you think you should be representing the country at the embassy in Lisbon when you say president?
This isn't even the worst picture of me.
Can we see another one?
I look uglier with my hair straight because it accentuates that my nose looks like it got hit with an aluminum bat.
That is unfortunate.
You want to see an uglier picture of me?
Are you going to show
this? I look like an Eskimo in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I think that's the
president.
Not now, Nava.
Do you like the tits on the fella next to me?
I do. He looks like Kevin Brennan's co-host, doesn't he?
Yeah, that Brian McCarthy.
Yeah.
But this guy can see.
Is it that must be
all right, I gotta go. I don't really like doing political comedy on your show.
Politics and More?
Sure.
No, is that was the show you were on, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Which one
I like
is
the more than the politics.
Which one is more?
You can't say that. I thought about it.
Johnson said
you wanna see a hot picture of me that you can spank your little fucking taffy dick to?
I'd love that.
All right, hang on. You're okay. Going to like this okay. one. You got jungle fever. We got jungle fever.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because it's black and white.
It's black and not white.
Do you see that? That's a better picture. I look better with my hair curly when I'm lying.
That's black and off-white.
Okay.
There you go. All right, so you realize no one believes you. This is just another story.
Everybody believes me. Believe all women.
I believe you're all crazy. This is more of what I spoke about earlier, that you Democrats can't win the 2020 election. How many candidates do you have in the fray right now that are just going to fucking run all willy-nilly against each other?
18.
How many?
18.
14. And so what you're trying to do is take away the 2016 election, get him impeached, and it's not going to work. You're losing. You're losing.
Gino, I'm a Trump supporter. Did you not read the article?
Then why are you... You're not a Trump supporter anymore.
I am. I'm just angry that he tried to do kiss on my lips.
He tried to do kiss on your lips. Your kiss is on my lips.
Yesterday's show was better without you.
I could go back to Utah. It'd be fine.
Would
buddy.
You stay there and live there?
No, I'd go to L.A. And well, I'd just do my sports sheet, eat my mangoes in a bag.
They don't have those there. Okay, I gotta go. My nail salon person's here.
Well, thank you, Aloe Vera Johnson. What's he doing here?
Hey, Gino, Standards and Practices.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. Got some bad news for you.
What's up, sir?
It's your last day.
Ah, thank God.
Got a guy to fill in for you. People have been loving him so far.
Ah, delicious. We should bring him by.
Yeah, he's we got a good buyout. He does God. You, hey. But he also does other characters.
Hey!
What's up, Gino?
You drank all the wild turkey,
yeah,
buddy.
I did. You can go. Gino, take care. Where are you going to be? Tell everyone where you're going to be.
I'm going to be at Flip Flops this weekend.
I thought it was Flip Flaps.
Which one is it?
Well, Flip Flaps is the one for your tier.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Good job, Gene. I got to patch you guys through. Ask Figs how he likes filling in for you and why he's wearing a shirt that's too small, mostly up top.
Hey, wait a minute.
Why his nipples are falling out.
Oh, man, I was hanging out with Stacy Pressman all night. Doing lots of cocaine.
I've heard of untucked shirts. You've got unkempt shirts.
Yeah, dude. What a wild night at Harrah's in Atlantic City. Oof.
Were you at Harrah's in Atlantic City?
Yeah, of course I was. I was at Harrah's. I did the Borgata. I did the Golden Nugget.
It's actually Borgata. There's no V.
Me and Barry Ribs, we tore up the floor. You should have been there, buddy. I got paid $15 in buffet credits.
Right.
It was amazing.
Were you really with Barry Ribs?
No.
I don't know
what... Fuck Barry Ribs. If he's watching this, change his sweatpants, you old bastard.
You don't like Barry
Ribs? Fuck you. Fuck Kevin Brennan. Fuck them all to hell.
Here we go. He's very
Gino,
angry.
We have video of Barry Ribs.
I'd love to see it.
Let me try and get it to you.
You know how many Twitter followers I have now because of this show? 1,007.
And seven?
Yes.
That's nice.
It's great. I'm fucking famous.
I would just
now.
Say...
That's my man. That's my other man.
In the future, you should say over 1,000. Because 1,007
well,
just...
Well, seven is more than 1,000.
Yes, but if you say over 1,000, then people could think, like, you know, a million or even 1,500. But when you say 1,007, it sounds like you're, like, really, and seven!
So, wait, you're saying if I say over 1,000, people will think a million?
Well, they'll definitely not think 1,007. That's it. They'll think more than 1,007 is what I'm telling you.
This guy.
You know what I mean? Like...
Did you fall down and hit your head when you were...
Watch this. Ask me when that shirt fit you.
When did his shirt fit
2007.
Me? Okay. Well, it still fits now, but it's fine. Twitter agrees that it fits.
We did there. That's.
Gino, you're never proud of me, Gino.
I watched the show yesterday and was losing. I don't even know why you Skyped in. I was dying watching you guys.
Good.
You've gotten better at sitting in the chair and
yeah.
Fucking just going with the story.
I've been studying you, Gino.
Just steering the runaway train.
I've been going to a lot of open mics. I've been taking advantage
of damaged
girls.
Mangoes in a bag. You think you're getting a kitten?
Yeah.
Fucking
we're hanging out.
Are you fucking
all right,
young
guys? I've got Barry Ribs Skyping in live right now.
No
hang
way,
on.
Dude. See what you did?
My man Barry.
Here we go.
Care, Barry throws N bombs.
Barry here to answer for himself.
He throws N bombs like Randy Johnson in 1996.
Because he works with them.
Oh. You can't say that.
Oh.
Wait, it's not Free Monday.
I thought you were hitting the button. Sorry, kiddo. Here we go. Now, why would you do that? Why are you doing that?
Get it, Barry!
Gabby!
Get it, Barry!
Gabby!
I mean, Barry's got...
What do you think Gabby would have done if she was looking at that?
She would have been like, oh my God, I could make that in India. That curtain could be made in India if I reach out to my Indian friend.
My favorite part was when Gabby wouldn't order at the restaurant.
Yeah, she was
I don't want to do this bit anymore. What did she say? I don't want to do this anymore.
Mexican jokes were fine. Indian jokes were fine. Burn face victim comes up.
She gets a little angry.
She pulls out angry. Of her fucking bitch.
You guys are ignoring Barry.
I can't look at that. Stop letting...
Look at that. I mean, Gino, let's be honest. The guy's got a pair of legs on him. Look at his legs.
Thank you, Mike Figgs. Indo will.
Oh.
Why is he dancing?
That was Barry Ribs.
Wow.
Dude, I thought it was Robert Kraft. 77 and still getting fucking blown.
He's got a little piece on him.
And he did it the day of the AFC Championship game.
He's crazy.
I think that's fucking great.
He's a sick fuck.
Fucking fantastic.
He's nuts, man. I will tell you something. As I was playing...
I'll pretend I care.
Okay. All right. I was playing blackjack the entire time in AC.
Did he say that? Can he
can I say that? Okay. Can I say blackjack?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I was playing blackjack.
I was on my those people, Barry.
All right. Okay.
What?
Yeah, this is why.
I.
Oh!
We will get to your blackjack.
9:38.
I love this guy.
If you ain't at work, that means you're already late. That's right. Get your pit bull named Gino. Get your finger that you got sewn back on, Daniel J. Golden. And don't turn the goddamn knob. Because it's WROK because we are OK. Had a great time last night at Wigs for Nigs. Oh, my God.
Wait,
I took home
what?
Three of them. But they
hold
were
on.
Delaware ones, so they were awesome. Real cool. Just like white people, but more tan. Had a great time.
They have them there. I lived there a while.
Had a fantastic time. Mike Collins was there. Jim Collins. You know what I mean. Black, but white.
Keith Collins.
Ah.
Did you drink
I
any Tom
hammered.
Collins?
Anyways, we had a good time. Big breaking story. Gene, me and Garrett and John were out last night. Party ended kind of early. We couldn't get our hands on nothing else. You know what I'm saying? We were playing pool, but there was no eight ball.
What does that mean?
You couldn't get cocaine, Randy. That's what you're saying.
I don't understand that.
could not finish the game. You can't play a whole game of pool if you got no eight balls.
Right. You needed cocaine is what you're saying.
A lot of yellow balls.
You're not being subtle at all. You're saying you needed
no
cocaine.
No eight ball. Just couldn't even really find the white ball, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you have to, like, hit the eight ball? And isn't that, like, you call the pocket?
Hey,
at the
we
end?
Went and ordered soda, but they were all out of Coke. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
order,
you should
maybe order Pepsi or something.
So what did you end up doing that night? Because $19 million.
Well, we did Wigs for Nigs, and then
that's a good spot.
We went to Flibbadoos for Dibbadoos.
So you're just making up sounds now?
I don't know. I had a real tough time yesterday rhyming with some stuff.
You ever notice how Willet and Smullet rhyme?
Not at all.
Hate you. $19 million worth of cocaine.
I would go to Billets for Willets, which is where you give us an old ticket, and then we'd give you a question like, "Will it happen?"
$19 million worth of cocaine found inside a pineapple shipment at a Savannah port. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah. Maybe that's where it was. Maybe
where this happened?
This was in Savannah. A shipment of fresh pineapples.
Savannah, Georgia.
There's only one. Contained more than just tart.
Hang on one sec.
Tropical.
Nice. Delta. I need to book a flight to Savannah, Georgia, please, for 3, first class. What's
it? I think he's got a hot mic. We got to get there immediately. I think he's got a hot mic.
John Smithickson.
I have to tell you that blackjack story.
Garrett Vindaloo.
Yeah,
Vindaloo.
Yesterday he was talking about credit
Randy,
and forget it. Credit and forget it's a good spot.
I-N-T-H-A-A-M.
Randy and the.
Randy and the.
I got to go. I'm leaving.
Randy and them. So that'll be great. All right. Let's go to Savannah. Back to you, Gino.
Where were you? Over $19 million.
Nothing, just going to get mobile here. We're with you, but we got to put you on a walkie.
Okay. Over $19 million worth of cocaine was found inside 400 packages of pineapples in Savannah. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized them, and then they moved them back to Cartagena, Colombia.
Suitcases, guys. Let's go. How do you do? Hey, got the tickets.
No.
How do you do? Back, just going to check on a story.
In 2016, more than $6 million worth of cocaine was seized at the same port inside a container of frozen pineapples. The AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, previously reported the shipment, which was from Costa Rica, included nearly 350
Aeropuerto, por favor.
Why do you
think... Did you guys bring earbuds?
You could have just... On Tuesday, about $40,000. That's
yesterday. My screen's not even working. I want to watch this Kevin Hart Tiffany Haddish thing, and my screen's not working. All right, give me one of those headphones.
I'm surprised they didn't take the subway there.
Thanks.
Dude, are you guys bipodding?
Yeah.
Bipodding, dude. Gay.
I can't wait to get there, man. I'm pretty pumped.
Me too. I can't believe that there's no middle seats in first class. Coming down so hard.
The agency said it seizes more than 5,000 pounds of drugs on a typical day from ports of entry throughout the
U.S.
How
will we know when we get to Georgia?
What are they on?
Sure, peaches.
Are they on like a private plane?
Yeah, that was a quick flight. Tiffany Haddish is so talented. She deserves to have 9 movies out at a time. Kevin Hart guy, I don't understand why he got...
Tiffany Haddish I loved until she couldn't hold her liquor. Did you see that? Like, it was New Year's Eve, and she got so drunk at a show, she's like, oh, fuck, she was drinking right from the vodka bottle. Can't hold their booze. Gay.
All right, let's go find these guys.
I like.
Hey, Gene, sorry we lost you for a little bit. I didn't want to pay extra for the Wi-Fi on the flight.
You
I
bought
mean,
your
in the
shoes
hallway.
At, do you buy your shoes at the same place as Legit News Guy?
Yeah, Aldo. Who doesn't buy their shoes at Aldo?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
What was the story, man? Where were you going with this? Where was this pineapple thing happening?
It happened in Savannah, Georgia. But then U.S. Customs and Border Protection...
You know more specifically where in Savannah, Georgia? Because it's kind of a big place. There's an airport, and then you look out, and you don't really know where you are.
It just says in Savannah, Georgia. It says...
Like at a bar or something? Where would we start looking if we wanted to track this story?
Are you just walking in a circle right now, looking around?
I mean, we're outside of the terminal.
Terminal...
Hang on. Hey, it's Randy, the guys.
They're being held by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol at the Savannah Airport.
All right, let's go in here and see what we can find.
I put my feet up on the table, but I'm wearing faggoty boots.
Hey, guys, I wanted to have a drink, maybe something with a pineapple in it.
No,
Mai Tai or something?
They're not. They didn't leave them at a bar. They're not at like the they're not at the frigging, like in Margaritaville in Savannah. They're in the customs.
Hey guys, do you guys have any of those pineapples? Not the yellow ones, the white pineapples. If you know what I'm saying.
Not very
wink,
subtle
wink,
today,
cokey,
Randy.
Cokey.
Randy, they're probably.
Sorry, I'm in a bar. What?
Randy, the U.S. Customs sees them, wherever that office is at the airport.
Where'd they seize them?
At the Savannah airport, so wherever.
At the fucking airport, we were there. Guys, back to the airport.
I didn't say go to a bar. They're at the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, whatever the office is at that airport, that's probably where they are.
Hang on. Remember when we got to Savannah and we're like, where's this happening? And you said you don't know. And then we had to take a cab and expense it. And we went to a bar. We just spent 4 hours.
You just went to a bar looking for pineapples, thinking they just dispersed pineapples filled with cocaine to
bars. Why would a bar not have pineapples?
Yeah, but they have pineapples, just not ones filled with cocaine.
Where are you now? We know. They're at the airport. Thank you for wasting time. Fuck, man. Fucking guy. All right. Let's just maybe you want to divvy up and go different ways and see if we can find them.
Cover more ground that way.
Yeah.
A field test confirmed the packages, which weighed over 1,150 pounds, contained cocaine.
How much?
1,150 pounds contained cocaine. They were then forwarded to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection offices in Dallas, Texas.
Motherfucker! Guys, we got to go to Dallas. Hang on. Hi, Delta, I want to book a flight from Savannah to Dallas immediately. Yeah, okay. All right. Coach for 2, first class for 1. Thank you.
That's my favorite. You can go home now, people. It's
all
the
right,
subtle
guys.
Stuff.
There was a problem. There wasn't a whole bunch of first class seats. You guys are in the back. Yeah, take my service, Snake. John, can I borrow your earbuds again?
How are we going to share them if we're not sitting next to each other?
Fucking share with Garrett, man!
Fine!
See, he's
it's not called fucking John in the morning.
I've told Garrett, maybe he'll learn now. He's bad news. He killed 3 people over the weekend, as this guy fucking predicted.
Hi, mimosa, please. I'll have the eggs. I got 2 friends back there. If you could just walk by them and crop dust them as you walk by. It'd be hilarious. It's $100 for you. Oh, we're here. All right. Where are we, Gino?
Dallas,
Texas. How would we know we're in Dallas, Texas?
You'd say howdy when you got off the plane.
Howdy do.
Close enough. In 2016, more than $6 million worth of cocaine was seized at the same port.
Hey, we're here, guys. How was your flight back there?
Dude, I don't know.
Kind of
really?
Like shit, yeah. It's hard, bro. I made this dude just fart
near
you.
Okay, I've been
so
to Texas.
Annoying,
I've never
I
heard
get
this.
It. It's Coach, man.
I've never heard this song played anywhere. Anywhere. Okay, they don't play All My
Right.
Exes Live in Texas.
Deep in the
they don't play
heart of Texas.
You're not.
Let's stop in here and get some boots. You fellas want boots?
Are you at like a theme restaurant in the airport right now? Are you in a theme restaurant in the airport? Because that's the only place you would hear this song. Is that where you are?
We're just walking through the airport.
What? Hey, do me a favor.
Howdy, sir. How you doing?
Order a Bloody Mary at that bar and tell me how much it costs.
All right. Hi, friend. I'm gonna get myself a Bloody Mary and 2 waters, please.
Sure, that'll be $2.50.
$2.50? That's a steal. Thank you.
It's a theme bar. It's like $88.
No, I meant $250.
There you go.
All right. How much were them waters?
I'm gonna get you a postage stamp, Garrett. Garrett's mad he had to fly coach. All right, get the
what
fuck out
boots?
Of the theme restaurant.
I am a 4.5. I have extraordinarily small feet. So if you could put platforms on them and give me some insoles, that'd be great.
Boots?
Garrett is a 13, and John is an 8.
8.5.
Ooh, these walk just like sneakers.
You see these boots here? These are queer stomping boots.
Yeah, look at the spurs.
Who talks like that?
Yeah, I came here to suck dicks and beat up queers, and I'm almost done sucking dicks.
That's not how the saying goes.
By the way, you got any pineapple here?
Yeah, howdy, friends.
This is the worst undercover operation I've ever seen in my life.
Looking for... Oh, guys, you see that? There it is. There's the pineapple.
This isn't
we fit in good enough. Aha, we're security. We just got to go back and check on this pineapple.
By the way, next time I want to go home. I want to go back to Utah.
The fuck is up, man? Woo!
You know what you look like? You look like a guy that's...
sitting on a park bench. You look eyeing like... little girls with bad intent. Hey, Aqualung. SpongeBob. Being a manager is a tough job.
You look like you were about to rob a bank and you put on like pantyhose that looked like a fucking pineapple. That's what you look like.
I got fucking coke all running through me, man.
All right, so...
16.8 pounds, I think you said.
Yes. 1,150.
1,150 pounds?
Is that what you weigh?
What is that, a fat joke, man?
So you are the, so let me see, you're the $19 million worth of cocaine in a pineapple?
That would be correct, like an erect.
How did you get caught at this port in Savannah?
Problem was, I was trying to get to Delaware.
Sure. And, why are we going to Delaware?
Visit some friends, just family, cousins, things, luggage, stuff, right, dog, just, service.
You're going
animal.
To see Randy. Okay, go
I
on.
I have baby, child, mother. All right.
You're just saying
divorce,
words now, not even
assault
in sentences.
Charge, one, can't, probation.
Your mouth just had a mini stroke. All right, yeah. Go on. So you're on your way to Delaware to
I
see
I was pulled
family.
Over in Savannah because I went to a lynching.
Sure, sure.
And that doesn't look good.
No.
In this America.
If you're black, you can say lynching all the time and compare what's going on to Justin.
Sorry,
Willett.
I meant to say lynchpin. I was the lynchpin of this drug
Garrett
deal.
And John are the lynchpin. We've been over that. Even though they have to fly coach because Randy's a bully. All right,
what's the difference between a pineapple and a slut?
Oh, I'm out of here, people. That's it. No, we're not. We're not doing
that. The pineapple isn't as messy when you eat it.
And let me explain something. Pineapples are very messy to eat. All right, go on.
What do you call a fat pineapple?
You.
A pineapple chunk.
I like them both.
What do you get when you cross ice, chocolate, a big strawberry, a giant pineapple, cow milk?
you don't even feel like saying all the letters in that one, do you?
The world's best sundae. Why'd the pineapple stop in the middle of the road?
Oh, I feel like I should. Why?
Because he ran out of juice.
I'm glad they arrested you. I'm
what
glad.
What did pineapple say to the pineapple pie?
First of all, no one makes pineapple pie. There's no such thing as a pineapple pie. There's no such thing. So already, did he say you don't exist? Is that what he said?
No, he said you got some crust.
I don't even...
To make pineapple pie, you want to preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. In a small bowl, mix the crushed pineapple together, half cup sugar.
Really?
Medium bowl,
so you Googled pineapple pie recipe, Garrett? You think that makes you a man?
Yeah. Line the pie plate with the bottom pie crust, pour the filling, dot with butter, and cover the top of the crust.
Thank you. I've never had pineapple pie?
I'm coming out. I want the world to know I got coke in my pineapple.
How do you say this isn't a great show when we got to one fucking... Oh, two. We did two.
You know, a lot of people say if you eat pineapple, it makes your cum taste better.
It does.
Yeah,
I've
well,
heard.
A lot of people ate me and their cum still tastes like shit.
If I ate cocaine pineapple, I wouldn't be able to get an erection. I'm kidding. I can.
Hang on. I got to talk with these fellas here. Hey, fellas. How are you?
What up, App?
App?
Just happy I'm not pie, man. All right, what's going on with the deal?
Well, you know, I mean, we've been searching for you all day. Really good that we done found you.
So you just go to Texas and you get the worst accents in the history?
That's what happens. You get a 10-gallon hat.
It's called going undercover,
I want to hear John's accent a little more. John, can I talk to John? Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man. Doing real good. We're trying to get some... powdered pineapple.
I flew 5 hours for this.
That's right, should have been six.
I'm madder than a wet hen.
Yeah, he's all hat and no cattle.
Okay. More than you can shake a stick at.
I'm well, ready and raring to go.
Bless your heart.
I'm glad you're good. In jail,
I wouldn't trust him any farther than I could throw him.
Right. Ooh, is that a blackie behind that truck?
Here we go.
Looks like he got some of the consumption.
We're doing this instead of the Philadelphia rape detective.
All right, Gino. We did our meeting with the pineapple. Things are en route. We're ready to go.
Things are en route.
Huh?
Things are en route. When
it's pineapples for cocaine.
That doesn't even
you
roll.
You bring us pineapples filled with
that
cocaine.
That runs less than Willett and Smollett.
This just looks like Justin Smith's new promo photo.
Look at him. He can strut sitting down.
Right. Yeah, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
That's close enough for government work.
Might as well. Can't dance, never could sing, and it's too wet to plow.
I could sit still for that.
You can't beat that with a stick.
He's all hat, no cattle.
He can strut sitting down.
She's
all gurgle and no guts.
He's Chamber of Commerce dick.
He's on a first-name basis with the bottom of the deck.
And a lot of nooses in his family tree.
So crooked
that if he swallowed
it
now, he'd spit up a corkscrew.
So crooked you can't tell from his tracks if he's coming or going.
Crooked as a dog's hind leg.
Let John read one.
He knows more ways to take your money than a room full of lawyers.
John, you got one?
Slap jar.
More twists than a pretzel factory.
Crooked as a barrel of fish hooks.
So crooked he has to unscrew his britches at night.
She's more slippery than a pocket full of pudding.
Morning's going to be about 20 minutes delayed today.
I wouldn't trust him any further than I could throw him.
If that ain't a fact, God's a possum.
You could take that to the bank.
You can hang your hat on it.
You can bet your farm on it.
He's so honest you can chew crabs with him over the phone.
If I say hen dip snuff, you can look under her wing for the can.
He brave as the first man who ate an oyster.
Brave as a bigamist.
Brave enough to eat in a boomtown cafe.
He's double backbone.
He got more guts than you could hang on a fence.
He shoot craps with the devil himself.
She'd charge hell with a bucket of ice water.
She could start a fight with an empty house.
He'd argue with a wooden Indian.
He'll
She'd
go
raise
get
hell
whiskey.
And stuck a chunk under it.
He's the only hell his mama ever raised.
He's ugly, got a tail ugly, up.
She's ugly, in a horn-tossing sure, mood.
Sure, she's so contrary, sure. She floats no. upstream.
She's dancing in the hog trough.
He'll tell you how to cow eat cabbage.
He stays in the shadow of his mama's apron.
If he was melted down, he couldn't be poured into a fight.
He's first cousin of Moses Rose.
He wouldn't bite a biscuit.
He's yellow as mustard, but without the bite.
He might not be a chicken, but he has his hen house ways.
He's so dry the catfish are carrying canteens.
So dry the birds are building a nest out of barbed wire.
He's so dry the Baptists are sprinkling the Methodists or spitting at the Catholics. A given rain check.
So dry the catfish are carrying canteens.
Yeah, so dry the trees are robbing the dogs.
Robbing.
So dry, my duck don't know how to swim.
If it's so dry so long, we only got a quarter inch of rain during Noah's flood.
So dry, I'm spitting cotton.
Dry as a powder house.
Dry as a heart of haystacks.
Drier than a popcorn fart.
Sometimes he's so busy, you'd think he was twins.
They're doing a land office business.
Busy as a one-legged man at an ass-kicking convention.
Busy as a funeral home fan in July.
Busy as a one-armed dog in a smokehouse.
Busy
as a one-armed busy paper still?
Busy as a stump-down boy.
How busy Nazis are these?
Busy as a hound in flea season.
Gotta stop the hogs, dig the well, and plow the south 40 before breakfast.
Gotta get back
Garrett's
to my rat
stumbling.
Killing.
She's jumping like hot grease on a skillet.
Panting like a lizard on a hot
guys,
rock.
No grass growing under her feet.
Guys.
What?
He's so country he thinks a 7-course meal's a possum in a 6-pack.
They live so far out in the country that the sun set between the house and town.
He's such a hillbilly who raped his cousin.
And I forgot the other one I loved.
Well, we got the cocaine. All right. He bought
it. Sounds
it.
Like you've done it.
Took
the
a while
cocaine.
Of talking to him, so he knew we were legit. Let's get back on this flight and get back to Delaware.
Yeah, man.
They're flying into Delaware. They have an airfield.
John didn't say nothing during that.
He couldn't get a slang
in. It was just me and Garrett really making sure that he knew we was from Texas.
They bought all that?
Yeah, we got the drugs, then we go back to Delaware and have a good time.
Yeah, but you were just standing there looking at his face, wondering why a pineapple looks all rainbowy.
Man, I was just watching for guns, bro. I had your back just to make sure he was about to pull fast.
All right, and we're on a plane.
Where are Garrett and John?
Coach.
Of course.
Hi, how are you? I'm Randy. I do a little bit of radio out of Delaware. WROK, perhaps you've heard of us? No, that was all allegations. We didn't. No.
By the way, don't ever let me.
We
shave
did
my
not.
Beard again.
No. Look at it. I don't give a shit what you read.
But watch this.
In no way did we try and rape anybody or promote rape. Randy, it was a joke that was directed at me, and I turned it... Oh, my God. For the You know what, lady? Why don't you go blood piss out of your own yam? Hang on. I'm going back to coach. Garrett, switch with me.
Garrett, switch with me.
And we're back. It's 9:59, which means if you don't have Coke, you better call our hotline because it's pineapples for cocaine.
Best giveaway ever.
Back to you, Gino.
Hey, everybody. What did we learn today? Phrases. We have two guests in the studio, correct?
Very big names.
Please welcome. Did they win? I didn't watch the Oscars. Did they win?
Yes, they did.
Please welcome Academy Oscar Award-winning Lady Gaga and Bradley Let Himself Go Cooper. Are they going to sing? Haven't they been? They're going to
tell me something, girl.
What a mileage out of this pasta.
Are you happy?
That's the. We need it. They got the whole song on. But I appreciate that.
I'm only attracted to Bradley from a creative place.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like kind
of.
Rob, you're married to a hot chick. You'd fuck Bradley Cooper.
I can't swim no more.
I don't even.
You know, it's moments like these that really make me think about my daughter.
Your daughter?
That's right.
Bradley Cooper has a daughter?
I'm just waiting for my... Yes, she's two. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful, creative expression of him.
Who's his... Is he married?
I'm gonna help you talk.
Are they this creepy during the awards?
I'm gonna need more gum because we're getting close. We're so far away from your girlfriend now.
So he's not married?
Yes. They've been together... since 2011.
You can get treatments when your beard starts peeling off like that.
You can see Gino at Flip Flaps in New Brunswick for you, dear.
Just as a friend.
Can I have some of that cocaine?
And see him sold myself along.
Are you? What are you?
I'm diving. Watch us, I'm diving. I'm diving now.
Hold your breath. So, Gina, we've been friends ever since we got the audition together. No.
Hey, Bradley Cooper, did you guys get the audition together?
We got the audition.
You find
okay,
it
honey?
On Craigslist or in backstage?
Actors Access.
The second A in Gaga Silent.
Gino, Bradley wiped his ass with my other glove.
I just urinated. Oh!
So they're definitely fucking is what you're telling me,
whoa,
right?
Whoa, no.
Were you such method? Because all you did was...
We're friends. You played
a couple that was in love, so it's understandable.
Hold on. No, we're friends, dude.
What friends?
This is what friends do, man.
So you're still so into the role that you played that when she gives you a hand job, you're actually coming as the actor in the movie.
You're kind of correct.
Okay.
And, kind of correct.
Okay. And when she's going down on you.
It was when she went into the shallows. Right. It was a
semen.
It was a metaphor to her journey from small town girl to high archy princess.
That just looks like you need a shave. There you go.
Thank you, Gino.
That's better.
You know, we went
creatively. I had to get it out of him because Bradley's never been a musician, and I have never been an actor. So
never in my life.
You were an actor. You were in an episode of The Sopranos.
We're talking about a film.
Oh, I apologize, Lady Gag on Bradley's dick.
I don't think Gino goes to the cinema unless it's...
The cinema?
Yeah, unless he's...
I can't get a time machine to 1940, so I can't make it to the
cinema.
Yeah,
he doesn't
cinema.
Really go to the cinema often unless... Oh, our little friendship
it
touch.
Like, it seems like she's channeling the actor.
Tell me something, squirrel. Are these nuts you've been looking for?
So you're saying there's nothing going on between you.
Tell me
nothing.
Something. Tree.
I recall when Jennifer Aniston and Bradley Cooper were dating, Bradley...
Dude, stop bringing up my past!
No, I said that wrong. You never dated... When Jennifer and Brad Pitt were dating, God forgive me, then Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Very underrated movie. I love that flick.
They, you know, I'm going to talk to you between her fingers. Keep going.
What does that smell like, Bradley?
Tell me something, Gino.
I get the song.
Have you ever had your finger in my butthole?
His mind's
on a mountain.
Going deep.
It's so nice, I had coffee.
Hold on.
Oh, there's an Emmy back there.
When Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie played a couple in a movie, they did, and the movie was, it took a long
Mr.
time.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith was the name of that movie where they played like action people.
I thought I just said that, did
Gino.
I?
Gino.
Hey, legit news guy.
Hey, Gino, have you ever smelled the beach before? Take a whiff of that.
There's some sand in there.
Oh, God, that smells like her.
Myrtle Beach.
Now, here's the thing.
I'm on the deep end.
It's understandable. It's understandable when you play such a passionate couple in a long... in a movie that takes a long time to produce, that you would have genuine feelings.
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yes.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
If we were to...
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have chemistry with your friend Erin Burke?
All the time. We're killing a hooker in Chicago this weekend. Did I say that?
That's true.
So there you go.
So,
but we're doing...
Well, you have your love and he has his love right. Separately, right?
And sometimes he'll wear two different gorilla gloves when he's giving me a hand job. One with white fingers, one with black fingers. It's
called,
weird.
It's called fashion.
You know, Gino, he saw my tits in the movie.
Why are you stroking the microphone now like it's his... I'm just saying, I think America would understand if there was something going on with you two.
Tell me something, girl.
Whenever I bring it up.
Does that neck need some more pearls? Because I'm stroking.
Seems like whenever I bring...
You know, I'm doing an actor's exercise right. Called getting into character. Right. Whoop.
And by that, you mean Lady Gaga's vagina.
Well,
I just find it's interesting whenever I broach the topic of you two having an actual relationship, you just start playing this song and you just say the only line you know, tell me something, girl.
I'm a baby,
watching your face. I'm gonna go outside.
Break through the structure.
Fucking a war.
Undercover. We're far from the shallow now. Hello.
I have an erection.
Far from the shallow.
In my ear.
What happened?
Screamed in my ear.
He's a pro.
This one.
He's a pro. You don't even know the song you were just singing.
What Lady Gaga is this? This isn't the Lady Gaga I fell in love with. Who the fuck
you
is
just
this?
Said you fell in love with her.
That was this fucking stupid shit.
Just admitted you.
Stop singing this shit. Go back to country.
I want to take this moment to shout out all the gays.
What?
I haven't done that yet.
You're out.
Legit news guy.
Be who you are, Gino. Come out of the closet.
I like it in here.
You know what?
Whiskey.
You know, sometimes it's too late. You fall in love with them, and then they do all the gay shit. You gotta just hang in there, right?
This guy knows what I'm talking about. Oh, it smells like Lady Gaga's dick. All right.
Gino, that was great that you got Lady Gaga and Bradley Pooper.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, and Bradley Pooper.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, everyone, congrats. I got
just friends.
We have one more video I gotta show you before we go.
Would you please put something up now?
And remember, Chicago
shallow,
this weekend.
Shallow then, going shallow, to the shallow, my friend.
Shallow.
Chicago this weekend. I'm
live at
days.
North Bar. Very excited. We get into days. Chicago. I get in there Friday, balls deep in a hooker.
I'm there Thursday. I don't know what I'm doing.
Am I staying at your place there?
My cousin, yeah, you're staying, but...
Oh, wait, what's the story now?
Dude, you're going to love this. My cousin just left me a message 2 days ago, and he's like, hey, I'm going to be able to stay all weekend. It's like, I don't want to hang out with you.
So, are your cousins staying?
Yeah, so we might have to hang out with him, but he's fun.
Oh, that sounds great, so I'll get a hotel.
I honestly am thinking of getting a hotel. It's like, he's like that. Who's your cousin? He's a cool dude, but he's like, he thinks...
Did he buy a ticket?
What's that?
Did he buy a ticket?
Yeah, he's got people coming, but it's like... It's like, we don't want to hang out with you. I mean,
well, it's
I
love, his house. You can't kick him out.
I know, but it's like, it was like, he's like, hey, great news. I managed to swing it so I can stay the whole weekend. And I'm like, that's awesome.
So you wait until I ask to tell me this?
I thought it'd be more fun to tell you on the show.
Tell me something, Bird. How does it feel now, carrying
so
Gino's courier?
Should we just get a hotel?
Why don't we just sleep at the comedy club?
Well, who are we?
Yeah, we gotta get a hotel. We gotta get a suite or something.
Dude, let's do that.
This is like a vacation where we're getting hookers and cigars.
I'll crash with him Thursday. I'll make sure he fucking brings tons of people, and we'll get a room Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Doesn't make it better. all right, we gotta. I got one more video I gotta show you. I ran into a bit of trouble last night.
Did you?
I got arrested, but luckily Robert was driving the squad car.
Nice.
So I just want to show you what happened. Oh, and I'll be at Lucy's Laugh Lounge on Wednesday.
On surveillance, but Wednesday. Turns the camera on almost an hour and a half later.
This is just a girl I met at the 7-Eleven.
We're leaving.
They recovered stolen jewelry and a baby toy.
For now.
His body camera now rolling shows him allowing them to smoke together before getting into the patrol car. And the man transported without handcuffs, violating policy. While in the back seat, unrestrained, the two are captured cuddling, kissing, and eventually performing sex acts on each
nice.
Other while the officer plays music and writes reports. He even gives them permission to smoke in the sally port of the jail.
We think we were
You're really not, but it's fine.
Other officers even expressed to McNeil the obvious contact happening in the back.
Hey, they're making babies back there.
Figs and Chrissy are here.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, we're a little late.
Hey, guys.
Gino, you have Bradley Cooper written on the back of your pages, just so you don't forget his name.
I do. I just write things.
He was on the
write.
Show?
Do you want to see the other stuff I wrote, Bradley Cooper?
Oh, cute.
Oh, I have Craps, because that was my favorite one. He's so honest you could play Craps with him over the phone.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Chrissy and Figs both look really good. They look like they were at the Academy Awards.
Yeah. You got a lot of mileage out of that shirt and thanks, those bro. Cans. What's that?
All right, that's why you're losing your job. Yeah, man, we're just hanging out. I got to work late in the steakhouse. That's why I look good.
You know, it's formal Tuesday.
Yep. Do we do formal Tuesdays now?
Chrissy, someone dropped off some cookies for you yesterday, and I forgot to put them away.
Oh, don't eat them. They're probably drugged.
Another package too.
Did you find the package?
I was messaged about a package, and then someone messaged me to tell me that there's penis gummies in them.
This fucking microphone smells like a horse's ass.
Let me tell you something. I would never eat gummies, Tootsie Rolls, or like any like hard candy now, like because I'm afraid it's got, you know, some kind. It's weed candy.
Was this Artie's microphone?
What's that?
Was this Artie's microphone?
No.
I want you to look at it when it's.
Well, you know, it might be because Lord knows Artie wouldn't be able to smell it.
It's got stuff like stuck in it. Aw.
No.
Too soon.
He's got.
Too soon. Comedy at Stonewall's on Saturday.
That's why he didn't smell trouble coming. All right, enough picking on my friend who used to sit there and be like, you so want to be me. Never. Never wanted to be you, you fat denial disaster. Good luck. Fight the good fight. So anyway, where were we?
So I was playing blackjack.
No. Oh, yeah. Come on. Finish the story. We'll wrap it up.
Basically, oh. Hey.
Or Starburst. I won't eat Starburst.
Daddy.
Aaron, everything?
Aaron.
What's up?
Aaron.
He's late.
He's got a blackjack story.
You're late. It's not that good. It's just...
Oh, I thought the show was over.
Well, you didn't play... It never ends without the music. Your lats are huge.
Dude, nice
is
shirt.
Is that like a gummy Starburst?
Oh, wow. That's a great shirt.
Is that like the drug Starburst?
No, Starburst.
Berg, you fucking jacked. Berg, you fucking jacked. All right, we'll tell the blackjack story on a Patreon.
Do the music.
Come eat Stonewall this Saturday.
Stonewall, this Saturday.
Fuck.
I won't be there.
Oh, I can book you sometime.
That's it?
I only have 3 minutes of material.
We'll be in Chicago getting hookers at a suite now. You don't want to miss that this weekend. Wednesday night, you are at frigging Lucy's Laugh Lounge. Morton is next, everyone.